The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm going to share with you a commentary on today's gospel. The main feature of John's mission is that of precursor, the one who goes before to foretell the coming of another. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to it. The precursor's preaching was in perfect harmony with his austere and mortified life. He proclaimed ceaselessly, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Similar words, accompanied by his exemplary life, made a great impression on the whole district, and he was soon surrounded by a large group of disciples ready to listen to his teachings. A strong religious movement stirred the whole of Palestine. People then, just as today, were thirsting for God, and their expectation of the coming of the Messiah was very strong. John gave testimony of the truth through his life and his words. He showed no signs of being overawed by those who were in power. He was never influenced or in any way affected by the praise and adulation of the crowds. He never gave in to the constant pressure of the Pharisees. He gave his life defending God's law against all human convention. John had little power with which to oppose the folly of the Tetrarch Herod. There was a limit to the distance his voice could reach so as to prepare for the Messiah. But God's words gathered strength on his lips. In the reading of the Mass, the liturgy applies to John the Baptist the words of the prophet Isaiah. "He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me." And while Isaiah is thinking, "I have labored in vain, I spent my strength for nothing and vanity," God says to him, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." God wants us to make him manifest through our conduct and our words, precisely there where we have our work, our family, our friendships, in our business affairs, at the university, in the laboratory, even though it may seem that the field of our apostolate there is restricted. Our Lord is entrusting us now in our own day with the same mission as the one he entrusted to St. John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord, to be his heralds, to open up people's hearts for his arrival. And consistency between our teaching and our behavior is the very best proof of our conviction and of the validity of what we proclaim. It is often the one essential condition for talking to people about God.